Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 98, the year after we started our show. She is the tax mama. She helps people like you and me all the time, every day. Her life's work is helping folks like us, small business owners, deal with their tax issues, tax planning, tax preparation, etc. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and how are you this beautiful day?
Well, I'm better now that you're here. Hey, Eva, because of what I do for a living, when I travel, it's almost always business related. We almost never take a real regular, classic American vacation.
Heard that before.
Because we're always working somewhere, and sometimes we travel. But one of the things that I do while I'm on those trips is I report. I have outlets that take my writing, so I report on what I find there. And of course, that also becomes a record of my trip, which substantiates the write-off of that travel. Now, a lot of people, most people, don't have a crazy job like mine, and they're just regular, regular Americans. God bless them. Can they do something similar to that? Is there a way for them to write off any of their travel?
Oh, absolutely. And it takes a little bit of planning to be able to just plain write off your travel when you want to just travel for business related purposes. And I wrote an article about that in one of my blogs, and it's a Wham Thing blog. And about 2 weeks ago, I heard from an LA Times reporter. She tweeted me from Florida, from the Harry Potter castle over there. And she says, "I just got to tell you, my daughter is having a ball. We're here with the family because of your article, and we were able to pick up most of the costs of your article for the whole family." She would never have, she was going to a real estate conference, she would never have thought of combining it with a family vacation if she hadn't read how to do that.
Which is how?
Well, basically, you pick out where you want to take your vacation. And then you find a conference or something that you can build around it before or after.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you're staying in the same room with your spouse and a small child, there's no extra cost, is there?
Right.
So, you're not
rental
paying
extra. Rental car is the same.
A lot of the costs are the same. Sure, you're not going to be able to write off their airfare or their meals.
Right.
But you can write off yours.
Right.
So most of the costs are absorbed by your business expense.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you go through some of the tips that I put there, if you'll find it on taxmama.com, you'll be able to write off your regular travel, even if it's international. I have one audit where I had a client who was a set decorator in the film industry, and she wanted to go to the Orient. She went to the Orient and Hawaii for weeks for about $7,000. We survived an audit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you follow the guidelines on how to document your trip, how to plan your trip, that works. But
well, see, that's how we do vacations. We tack on a few extra days onto business trips.
Right, and if you know how to tack it on a little bit, maybe a few days before and a few days after.
That's exactly how you do it.
And you find the right thing that doesn't necessarily tie up your entire day.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily have you working, but perhaps.
Well, even if you are doing 2 or 3 days, you can, as I say, you can tack the weekend on or something like that.
But you can also build around it where you're working, say, half days.
Right. Right.
Doing or setting up client appointments mm-hmm. or sales appointments, you don't have to close a
when I had a family of small children, they just go and do it without you.
they leave you
working and go do it without you. Tell the audience how they can find your guidelines on this.
They can come to taxmama.com.
All right, taxmama.com, and look for that. How to write
it's
off
just
of,
put in travel.
Travel, yeah, all right. Travel, type travel into the search engine. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Eva, how'd the IRS do in 2012? 2012, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.